This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission says no permits required for essential service vehicles on voting day. Communications Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki stresses the need to strengthen the relationship between Nepal and India, and Democrats clinch control of the U.S. Senate with the win in Nevada. Now, the news in detail. The Election Commission has said that the vehicle pass would not be required for the vehicles used by essential services on voting day. The Commission has made this arrangement for the convenience of the smooth operation of vehicles used for essential services on voting day on the November 20th. The Commission stated that the vehicle's passes would not be required for the ambulances, hearses, fire trucks, water supply tankers, vehicles transporting garbage, milk vans, vehicles used for telecom and cable services, and vehicles carrying doctors, health service workers, and employees holding hospital identity cards. Similarly, permits would not be required for the vehicles used by media personnel bearing the press pass issued by the Department of Information and Broadcasting or the Province Media Registrar's Office or the Communication Authority under the province government or any other regulatory body of similar nature or those media persons bearing identity card issued by the media houses registered and operating as per the existing laws and listed in the Press Council of Nepal. However, the Commission has warned that the vehicles used for essential services would not be allowed to carry the voters. Minister for Communications and Information Technology and Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has said that it is necessary to strengthen the relationship between Nepal and India. Addressing the election general meeting held at Harinagar Rural Municipality 6, Ghuski, in the border area of Sunsari, Minister Karki said that the relationship between Nepal and India is not only between the government and the government, but also between the people and the people. Minister Karki, who is also a central member of the Nepali Congress and the spokesperson of the government, said that it is also necessary to develop the border areas. He emphasized maintaining harmonious relations between Nepal and India. The Community Development and Advocacy Forum working in various districts of Madhes province in Nepal has received an award of €15,000. The forum received the award in the local innovation category under the Local Adaptation Champion Award granted by the Global Center on Adaptation based in the Netherlands. The award was handed over at an event under the 27th Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP27, underway in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, since last Sunday. The forum has been working with development partners and the local government of Madhes province to promote conservation, development, river system management, forest and wildlife protection, riverbed fruit farming and gardening, and vehicle and vegetable farming. The Nepal-India border will remain sealed off in view of the upcoming elections to the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly. Chief District Officer of Dhanusa Surendra Paudel said the border will get cordoned off 72 hours before the voting on November 20th, considering the possible security threats during the polls. A joint meeting of security officials of both countries at Jayanagar in Madhubani district in India took a decision to this effect. The meeting was led by Paudel on behalf of Nepal and District Magistrate Madhubani's Arvind Kumar Barma from Indian side. Nepal police has been using loudspeakers urging local residents to stay outside their houses after the earthquake in Pate Deval of Khaptar Channa Rural Municipality 6 last evening. Sub-Inspector Ram Bahadur Bam of Pate Deval Police Station said the earthquake that occurred last Tuesday night had wakened the houses of the locals, and hence the locals were asked to stay outdoors after aftershocks continued to take place. Meanwhile, residents in the district headquarters, Chainpur, have spent the night on the ground of a school. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden's Democratic Party has retained control of the United States Senate after winning a closely contested race in the state of Nevada. The Associated Press News Agency declared Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto the winner in the Western state late yesterday. Her victory over Republican challenger Adam Laxalt, who had been backed by former President Donald Trump, gives the Democrats the 50 seats they needed for an effective majority. Vice President Kamala Harris will be able to break the ties in the 100-member chamber. With the results in Nevada now decided, Georgia is the only state where both parties are still competing for a Senate seat. If Democrats now manage to pull off a win in the House, it will mean full control of the Congress for Democrats and another chance to advance Biden's priorities, which he has said include codifying abortion rights. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Russian forces destroyed critical infrastructure in the southern city of Kherson before their withdrawal, as Kiev's military retook control of the southeastern city. Zelensky said Ukrainian troops retook control of more than 60 settlements in the Kherson region, adding that almost 2,000 mines, tripwires and unexploded cells had been dealt with so far. According to the general staff of Ukraine's armed forces, about 70% of the Kherson region remains under Moscow's control, with Russian troops fortifying their battle lines on the eastern bank of the Dnieper River. The Kremlin, meanwhile, insisted Kherson was still part of Russia and it did not regret annexing the entire Kherson region. The full Ukrainian recapture of the Kherson region would disrupt a vital land bridge for Russia between its mainland and the Crimean Peninsula, which Moscow annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Moving on to the sports. Pakistan and England are playing at the Melbourne Cricket Ground with the opportunity to become the second team in the T20 World Cup tournament's history to lift the title twice after West Indies. Pakistan qualified for the semi-finals after losing their first two Super 12 games and winning the next three before knocking out New Zealand of the final four with a 7-wicket win. England, on the other hand, finished second in Group 1 of the Super 12 stages with 7 points and beat India by 10 wickets in the second semi-final to reach the final. In today's match, England won the toss and decided to field first. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in hilly regions of Province No. 1, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the central and western high mountainous regions of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Karnali and Sudarpashchim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places off the central and western high mountainous regions of the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 8.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 23.4 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission says no permits required for essential service vehicles on voting day. Communications Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki stresses the need to strengthen the relationship between Nepal and India. And Democrats clinch control of the U.S. Senate with a win in Nevada. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.